Please welcome Henry Schaufuss.
Well, I haven't been here for a few months. I've been going to Beta's Beer Garden since they opened. Can you hear me? Okay. And I'd still be there tonight, except I could not resist this subject, Reunited. So I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland. Just before my senior year in high school, we moved to Ohio, a small town in southeastern Ohio, Cambridge, Ohio, about 12 or 13,000 people, a very nice, a beautiful old Ohio town. But I was the new guy in the class, and I was kind of an outsider, so I never really got acquainted very well with my classmates. And I tended to kind of stay in the back of the room, you know, and kind of tried to blend into the woodwork back there. So I didn't really make very many friends or get acquainted with too many of my classmates. I was pretty much Mr. Anonymous. So the years went by. I came out to California about 10 years after I graduated from high school. And I could never make it back to any of the reunions because I was always involved with my job. Until 50 years went by, and I was finally able to break away from my work, from my job assignments, and make my go back and be a part of our 50th class reunion. So now I'm back in Ohio, and it's the weekend of the reunion, and the first event is on a Friday night at one of my classmates' house out in the country. Her name was Nancy Miller, and it was like a mini reunion before the main reunion on Saturday night. So I found her. I drove out to her place in my rental car, and I was one of the last ones to arrive. There were already about 15 or 20 people there. So I pulled up, I parked my car, and I sat there for a minute. And I thought to myself, is anybody going to remember me? Is anybody even going to know me? You know, because I was Mr. Anonymous. And I almost turned the car around and went back to town. But then I reconsidered. I thought, well, let's see what happens. It's probably not going to be much fun, but let's have a whang at it. So I got out, and the house was off to the left, and there was a larger group of people over there, about maybe a dozen, 10 or 12 or so. A smaller group of four guys off to the right. And as I'm walking along, one of the guys in this smaller group, they see me coming, and he raises his hand, and he waves to me. And he calls out, "Hi, Henry!" I couldn't believe it. You could have knocked me over. 50 years had passed, and this guy, whoever he was, you know, I didn't know who it was, you know. Still remembered me for some reason. I was still recognizable after 50 years. So I walked up to him, and we greeted each other. His name is Gary Whitus. He's a very friendly guy and great personality and very cheerful and smiling and, you know, very enjoyable to be around. And so I got reacquainted with Gary after 50 years and with some of my other classmates, and I had a grand time. And we were reunited after 50 years. But that's not the end of my story. As Paul Harvey liked to say, there's page two. Okay, this also happened in Cambridge. I hope I have enough time for this. How much time we got left?
You're good.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. So this is also in Cambridge, and I had an acquaintance there, an older lady. Her name was Evelyn Scott, and I was I knew her through her daughter Debbie, who was I was also acquainted with. So I'm back in Cambridge, and this was like 2002, and I'm just kind of walking around. I'm passing through her neighborhood while I'm doing this little walk, and it's a wonderful town to walk around in, by the way. And I'm passing her house, and I thought I'd knock on the door, see if she was home. And she was home, and she invited me inside, and we had a nice conversation. She's from the World War II era, and she while I was there, she showed me an article that was about her and her husband, Robert Scott, that had appeared in the local newspaper, the Daily Jeffersonian, many years before. And it was the story about how she and her husband, Robert Scott, met. And during World War II, it was over in Edinburgh, Scotland. That's where she was from originally. And Robert Scott was in the army, and he was stationed in Edinburgh, and that's they met somehow, maybe at a service club or a party or something like that. They got acquainted, and they liked each other. Then the war ended, and he came back home. Uh-huh. But he could not get, her name was Evelyn, he could not get Evelyn out of his mind, you know? He missed her. So he thought he'd write her a letter. He didn't have a phone number or anything. So he wrote this letter, and then he put it in an envelope, and when he addressed it, he did not have her street address. Now, Edinburgh is not a small town. It's a town of about 600,000 people, I think. So what he did was he addressed it to Miss Evelyn Smith, or whatever her last name was then, care of Postmaster. Main post office, Edinburgh, Scotland. And the letter arrived, you know, shortly after that at the post office, and was delivered, given to the postmaster by one of his workers. He looked at it, and then he looked at the employee, his helper, and he said, "What am I supposed to do with this?" And she took a look at it, and she said, "Oh, I know her. She's a friend of mine. So I'll take it over to her." And the postmaster said, "No, I'll take care of it. I'll deliver it myself." So he got in his car, drove over to her house, and personally delivered this letter from Robert Scott to her. And she was delighted to get it, to hear from him. And they started exchanging letters then. And before long, he was invited to come back over to Edinburgh, which of course he did. They got better acquainted. It didn't take very long before he asked her to marry him. They got married, and he brought her back to Ohio. And let's see, they moved into a small house on Scott Avenue in Cambridge. Had four kids. One of them was this Debbie, this a friend of mine. And later on, he became mayor of Cambridge. And they had a wonderful life together. And they were reunited on account of this letter that he sent to the postmaster in Edinburgh, Scotland.